Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
At Chicago, bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Dinesh Kandeshatha. Dinesh K, he says we can call him. He's a guy who's formed or bought or owned or sold a baker's dozen of companies, and he's learned a thing or two about running them. He's sharing some of those ideas with us. DineshK.co is his website. All right, Dinesh, what are some other what do you think about banks? See, I believe that every small business would be much better off maxing out their banking opportunities before they brought in any investors. What do you think?
100% agree. Non-dilutive financing. And
you pay them off. When you pay them off, they go away.
They go away. And, you know, I think people underestimate the relationship with the banker. The bankers, really, their job is to lend you money, right? And that's mm-hmm. how they make money, right? And with reserve limits the way they are, they don't really need a lot of money, right? Because they can reserve, I think something like 20 to 1 against deposits.
Yeah.
And so you've got, you know, you've got a great opportunity to build a relationship with your bank. I think a lot of people don't take the time. They don't see the bank as part of a stakeholder in the business. And there are different types of banks too. You've got your kind of your local bank, which might be a credit union bank. Or a community bank.
Yep.
And those guys are there to support the community. They want the local businesses to be successful. And, you know, taking the time to keep them up to date, having a direct relationship with your local banker, you know, doing quarterly updates for them, and, you know, keeping them interested in your business and aware of your business can be a great way for when you do need money, because it's inevitable. Everybody needs money at some point, to go back to them and, you know, and then get that funding you need at a favorable interest rate. There's also banks that specialize in certain sectors, like technology sector, and those venture banks are able to give you much, much more aggressive kind of loans that you wouldn't necessarily
including funding leases,
bridge funding, working capital funding, all those things that, you know, you might be using your credit cards for at 20% interest. Going to your bank and getting a working capital loan or line of credit at 5% or 6%, you know, that's a lot of interest you can manage.
Well, I just know I've had startups come to me. And especially back when I had my consulting company, Dinesh, they'd come to me and I'd say, where are you? How are things going? Where are you now in your process? And they said, well, I'm looking for funding. And I said, well, wait a minute. You didn't tell me about any customers. Well, I don't have any customers. And I said, so you're looking for funding, but you don't have any customers. That's right. And I said, well, I think you got that backwards. You need to go get some customers. And then you can go look for funding, but you need, you know, then when they say funding, they're talking about investors. And they think that's what irritates me about the Silicon Valley model. You know, everybody
it's
thinks
it's not reality.
It's not reality, is it? Thank you. And I'll tell you what else. Let me ask you one other question. I also think that the Shark Tank movie, a Shark Tank television show, does more damage for people who are really in business than it does any good. What do you think?
100% agree. And, you know, it's TV, right?
Yeah, that's right.
If you go to the movies and you think, you know, that's how real life is, well, Shark Tank's no different. It's that's movie version of what entrepreneurship
right.
is. And, you know, they just, you know, not. I mean, more power to the folks that go on there. But the fact of the matter is that's just not how the rest of the world builds their businesses.
If you want to be entertained, and if you want to watch Shark Tank and be entertained, then go for it. But if you want to watch Shark Tank and to see how somebody should really capitalize their business, please don't do that.
No, you're setting yourself up for a lot of pain.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
So what about what are the biggest mistakes you made?
Oh, how long's your show? there's a lot over the years. I would say, as a guy who's on the technology side, the build it and they will come was the one that bit me in the butt the most. I've been the guy that's behind the curtain building out the technology and the different applications and stuff like that. And you get enamored with this idea, and then you start building it, and next thing you know, 3 months, 6 months are in, and you haven't talked to a customer, and you built this thing, you take it out into the marketplace, and you go, what? Nobody wants this? What's wrong with everybody? Mm-hmm. And the problem with that is that it costs a lot of capital, time, and frankly, spirit when that happens. And what I've learned through that experience is, talk to customers before you build anything. Talk to customers as soon as you build your first idea, and then all the way through, and let customers drive your development. It doesn't matter what it is, whether you're selling a service, going door to door, whether you are selling a technology company or food service. Make
right.
sure that the customers are at the table right at the beginning of the creative process.
Right. Dinesh, I'm going to wrap it up and let you tell us about what do you want to tell us about what you guys are doing these days?
Right. So I'm currently involved in a concealed weapons detection company called Patriot One Technologies, which is a lot of fun. I'm CTO there. And we're trying to do some really, we believe, disruptive things to try to help make our schools and our world a lot safer.
Right. Good, good. DineshK.co is the website. Dinesh, come back another day.
I'd love to, man. Thank you.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.